Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do a recap of the red state, blue state debate that just happened. Ron DeSantis versus Gavin Newsom. I want to give you my high-level thoughts on this one. First of all, I was entirely unsurprised by the whole thing. You knew that Ron DeSantis, he has all the data. He has all the numbers. He has all the facts and figures on his side, whereas Gavin Newsom has to play games, has to prevaricate, dissemble, lie, all kinds of stuff. Because what's he going to say? People are fleeing the state that he's in charge of while he's in charge of it because he's doing such a great job. And I understand that we had set this up as a style versus substance situation, but I don't even think Gavin Newsom had a particularly compelling personal style. I think that he overwhelmingly failed. So let me start with that. You know, one of the challenges that Ron DeSantis has is he knows all the information. He presents it very well. But he's not a guy who is a showman. You know, he has this kind of way of telling facts and figures. It sounds a little like this. And he's just, you know, well, in Florida, we did this. And let me tell you what we did in Florida. And it's been, you know, we stood up to wokeness. And I think Ron DeSantis is amazing. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a phenomenal governor. I moved to Florida in no small part because of the great governance here and what Florida represents. So I'm not mocking the guy. I'm just pointing out that he's not a showman the way that people, I think, have gotten used to. I'll just be honest with Donald Trump. I mean, in the Trump era, people are used to a guy who's a larger than life figure, who is pretty much now the most famous person on the planet, who is, you know, full of one liners and jokes and comebacks. And, you know, the whole he's just it's tough to compete with that kind of entertainment figure, really. Trump's a politician, an entertainment figure, a brand. I mean, Trump is a walking branding exercise in so many ways. So I think that people have gotten a little bit used to that, and that's not normal. And most politicians are boring, are supercilious or dishonest, out for themselves. Anyway, Ron DeSantis, great politician, done amazing things in Florida, but he sometimes can lack a little bit of that connectivity with people. Gavin Newsom does his whole, hey, here I am. I'm tall, I'm lean, I'm handsome, and the ladies at home love me. But the truth is that Gavin Newsom is actually really bad at being the executive of a very large state, which is the fifth largest economy in the world. Let me just say the first thing that you saw a lot of here, I knew this was going to happen in the debate. And this is true. Whenever you're talking about California and Florida now, you have to look at it on the relative basis of how did it become what it is and what has it turned into because of Democrat policies, right? Far left Democrat policies. California was a red state not that long ago. This is what I always have to remind people of. California gave us Ronald Reagan. California was really until the 90s, a reliably Republican state in national elections, or certainly many times in the 20th century was a Republican one state. And now it is the ultimate Democrat stronghold. Well, what happened, right? That's one part of the conversation. But just focusing in here on what Newsom did, what Newsom said, his whole thing is, well, our economy is so big and we have Silicon Valley and we have all this great stuff. And yeah, well, they inherited the communists like Gavin Newsom, who control California now. They inherited all that greatness that was built when it wasn't a left wing crap hole. Right. That was built over decades of California as the most geographically blessed state, really, in the entire country. It has the most amazing geography, natural beauty, natural resources of really any state. I mean, sorry, Texas, I love you. And Texas has a lot of great stuff and obviously fantastic people, but a lot of it's flat. Not that much going on there. So it's very beautiful. I get it. But it's not, you know, Highway 1 and the coast of Malibu. And it's just not, right? I mean, there's California's lucky. California's lucky in that respect. But for Gavin Newsom to say, well, we have the fifth largest economy in the world. It's not like he built it into the fifth largest economy in the world. It's been that way for decades. And California was also a place that had Hollywood and Silicon Valley as massive wealth generators that had really nothing to do with like state governance. It's just kind of a happy accident for them. And that has now allowed the state to become so rich and so disconnected from reality in a lot of ways that it's a little bit like a South American country. I was going to say Venezuela, but maybe more like Brazil now. Venezuela is just completely falling apart because, you know, socialism, where you have a stratospherically rich class in the Silicon Valley barons, big TV and movie producers who live in Hollywood, and you know, the lawyers for the big and the owners of the big studios and the lawyers from the big entertainment firms. You know, they have all this money and they have these crazy expensive houses. And then you have the interior of the state. Increasingly, is a lot of working class people and a lot of people who are living in a relative state, at least in American terms, of poverty. And that's the way it is. You got very rich and very poor, very rich and those who are dependent on the state. And that is what California has become. So that dynamic played out all throughout the DeSantis-Newsom debate. And that wasn't surprising at all. But when you look at what was given to Gavin Newsom and what he has done under his tenure, that's where it's just indefensible for him. That's where it doesn't hold together at all. So I'll get into some of this. I mean, the place where I think the issue of crime is where there is no honest argument, no good faith argument that California can make about its governance, that it's not just terrible on crime issues, right? There's no argument, but I'll deal with that. Meanwhile, in Florida, things are actually going pretty well. So we will discuss that. But, you know, first up, you want to have great towels, right? I mean, I'm a guy who I shower twice a day and sometimes even take a bath. That's right. I'll kick my feet up and I will take a hot bath and I will enjoy myself in the bath. Read a book, perhaps, maybe drink some tea. But I always want to have a really nice, plush, soft, but absorbent towel. So where do you go for that? The new towels from MyPillow are amazing. 60-day money-back guarantee. They're my towels. I've got them here at home. It's absorbent and soft and amazing. Plus, you can try them for 2 months to decide if you actually like them. You get a 6-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Just go to MyPillow.com. Get those towels. They're the best towels you're going to have. Trust me, you're going to love these towels. Use promo code BUCK. If you want, you get the designer premium line. Tell you the truth, I have those because I like them. $20 more. And no matter what you decide, you're getting 50% in savings for that towel, for the My Towel. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, get the My Towel 6-piece towel set, 50% off in savings. But you got to go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BUCK. MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK. That's the way to get it done. So on the crime issue, was, you know, first of all, for some people, the most memorable part of the debate, I think, is Ron DeSantis holding up a poop map. I mean, let's call it what it is, a poop map, and showing that this is something that exists in San Francisco, where there's so much human feces. This is reality. It's true on the ground that someone set up an app to track where there's too much human feces. And this is all because of policy. San Francisco is arguably one of the most beautiful cities in terms of the actual geography and the, you know, the city itself, the setting for it. One of the most beautiful cities. Some people say the most beautiful city in America. I mean, Golden Gate Bridge and San Francisco Bay, and it's incredible. And they've ruined it. They've ruined it. People don't want to live there anymore. Why? Well, because of stupid policies. But when Gavin Newsom tries, he also did this thing where he said, you know, red states have the highest crime. If you really want to look at crime stats, look at it county by county. County by county. Because a state, you know, you could have a state like, say, Illinois. And you say, oh, well, you know, if you look at Illinois, it's actually got a, you know, Illinois' crime rate. Well, no, Chicago, which is entirely Democrat, has a super high violent crime rate, far too many shootings, entirely Democrat control. Illinois as a state, it's blue, but, you know, there's some pockets of red here and there. It's a little bit of a different situation. You know, there are other places. Texas. Is it the fault of Texas Republicans that Austin has all this disrepair and all this big increase in violence, actually, in Austin in recent years? Big increase in shootings. Is it the Republicans' fault? No, because Austin's entirely Democrat. So you're moving the goalposts so that you can never really figure out what's going on. The places of the greatest violence in America are Democrat controlled. That is just a fact. I mean, you look at where do you have the greatest concentrations of violence? It's Baltimore, St. Louis, New Orleans, south side of Chicago. I mean, everyone knows these different Birmingham, Alabama actually has a very high violent crime rate. I mean, you look at these places, every single one of those places is controlled by Democrats. It's all Democrats. But they try to play this game of, well, at the state level, red state, blue state. No, you have to look at what's going on in the city because it's local law enforcement for the most part that's making these determinations. It's mayors and police commissioners that are making these determinations and prosecutors, Soros-backed prosecutors. But they lie about this. They just lie about this. And it's because what they've done is horrible. I mean, people have really suffered as a result of it. I mean, on the crime issue, there's no comparison, because what Democrats have done is tried to the greatest degree possible to legalize crime and to sympathize with criminals at the expense of the law abiding. That has been the Democrat playbook. That is what they are up to. That is the whole situation for them. And it's a number of things. One is they think that crime is a function of lack of opportunity or poverty or something. It's not, a lot of poor people don't commit crimes. But they have the wrong ideas about that. They also have the wrong ideas about law enforcement and whether, you know, additional law enforcement actually makes people safer or not. They seem to think the answer is no, but of course the answer is yes, law enforcement does make people safer. Our law enforcement in this country is not perfect. It never will be. But it is overwhelmingly very professional, very by the book, and fair in how it interacts with the citizenry and with the American people. So that's the truth. So they're wrong on the enforcement of the laws. They're wrong on law enforcement personnel. You know, I wish that at some point Gavin Newsom had just turned to Ron DeSantis had turned to Gavin Newsom and said, hey, Gavin, in your state, in places like San Francisco, you can steal $800 of stuff and not get arrested. Anything less than $900 won't even be an arrest. Do you agree with that? You think people should be able to steal $800 and not be arrested? Okay. I mean, I think these are the ways that we can get to a little bit more sanity, or at least the people who are still sane can see what's really going on. But, you know, we're living in an artificial intelligence world now. It's embedded in so many of the devices we use, the websites and apps that we're using. I mean, look at all the attention that came up with the departure of the OpenAI CEO, ChatGPT. Stuff is big, moves the markets, and could move the whole world. I mean, things could really change because of AI. It's here to stay, and there are some companies that are going to be just going stratospheric in their valuations because of AI. I mean, there's going to be companies that are huge winners. So which is the next big company? Tech expert Colin Tedards believes this is the beginning of a new era, an era that could make you wealthy. When the market hit rock bottom in November 2022, Colin recommended shares of a top software company. This software company is up over 200% since then. He's also now recommending a new AI company that he thinks could do even better. He says he's found a way for you to profit from this new AI project right from your brokerage account. Details are online. Go to this website, newaiproject.com. That's newaiproject.com. Paid for by Brownstone Research, newaiproject.com. Absolutely the way to go. Go check that out. All right. And then just on the broader issue, I got to say, Gavin Newsom said, he basically said he's not running. He's not going to be the nominee, and Ron DeSantis is not going to be the nominee. Now, it's a pretty cheeky line because I think, unfortunately for the DeSantis fans out there, it's probably true. But, guys, just for all the people out there who keep yelling at me, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be Biden. It's going to be Biden. And I just hope, because I know I see your Instagram and your email, your Instagram messages and your emails and your tweets at me. You go, Buck, you don't understand. It's going to be Biden. Or Kamala. Now, when I say Biden, Kamala, same thing. That's the ticket. There's not going to be some change to the ticket. And I think you saw that tonight with Gavin Newsom. I don't think Gavin Newsom plays well in the Midwest. I don't think Gavin Newsom plays well in battleground states at all. At all. You know, people underestimate. Biden's been in the game a long time. People think, you know, he was Obama's VP for 8 years. They trust him. They think that he's, I know it's crazy it is to trust a Biden, but they do. They do. So it doesn't matter that you and I think it's nuts. They think that there's something to it, that it makes sense to have this guy Joe Biden in charge. I mean, I think they're completely out of their minds. So, you know, you can take my opinion for it or see with the Democrats how they're going to vote. But I'm just telling you, it's going to be Gavin it's going to be Biden and Kamala. It's not going to be Gavin Newsom. So I just don't see that changing because they don't have an option. They don't have another way. There is no plan. There's no plan to change this. There's no plan to switch this around. So I think that's really important to see. And then the other area where I thought it was really interesting on immigration, Gavin Newsom seems to hold all these different positions. Everything with Gavin Newsom is an opportunity to be sanctimonious and then to be disingenuous. And just, he's just so full of it all the time. You know, he tells these sort of, oh, it's all about emotion. And why don't you, you know, why are you banning books? No one's banning books. It's such a lie. It's such a lie. But he's in some ways the perfect Democrat. Gavin Newsom is the perfect Democrat because it's all emotion, talking points and presentation. And it just ignores reality. It ignores the reality we can all observe and see. You're not allowed to believe your own experience or to know what's going on based on looking at the data of people's lives, how much stuff is being stolen, what's the tax rate, how many people are fleeing the state, how many homeless are there? So many more homeless in California than Florida. Why is that? Why is that? You look at all these numbers and you can just see California is getting beat on a government level by Florida, no question. No question about it. I want to talk in a second about what I think this, if I think this will do anything for Ron's campaign, because, you know, he's running for president. But, you know, in the current zeitgeist, you know, in America today, there's this war on masculinity. And I've got to tell you, you see this with all these libs. They go around and they lack something. They lack courage. They lack fortitude. They lack chutzpah. They lack, you know, what we would say is some of the more masculine virtues. And part of that is actually biochemical, I think, in a lot of their cases, because you need certain stuff in you so that you can perform at your best, so you can have drive, focus, energy, strength. And Chalk is a phenomenal company that provides so many supplements that help with hormone levels, overall well-being, overall feelings of health and wellness. I personally, I love their Chad Mode pre-workout, for example. I take it every day now before I work out. And, you know, I'm getting a little bit stronger. I'm definitely improving in the gym these days. I have so much more energy because of Chad Mode. But they also have the Male Vitality Stack, which is incredible. If you just want an overall wellness and testosterone improvement program, that's all natural supplementation. You don't, no shots, no doctor's visits. It's just supplements. Top quality stuff. Chalk is incredible. Go to chalk.com. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Maximize your masculinity with the help of my friends at Chalk. C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code BUCK for 35% off any Chalk subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code BUCK for 35% off. Do I think that it will actually change anything for Ron DeSantis? I don't think so. I don't think it's enough. So that's the way that it's kind of probably going to shake out. So we'll see. We'll see in Iowa. Thanks, team. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.